be said for locally published magazines. Dozens and dozens have landed on doorsteps over the years, but a second issue never seems to follow. That is not, however, the case for Okanagan Life magazine. It's actually marking its 25th anniversary this month, and it is hosting 25 parties to celebrate. Paul Byrne is the publisher and editor of the magazine, and he has been with the magazine since day one. Hi, Paul.
Good hour. Hi, Catherine.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
What was inside the first edition of Okanagan Life back in 1988?
Wow, we had a lot of things. The cover story was a great man. He's known for creating the sales, Bob Dow Reed, and he was our cover story. And a variety of other articles that was a long time ago. I would have to go back to the issue to find all of them, but I do remember Bob being a great cover boy.
Did you get a lot of response when the magazine first arrived on the scene in the late 80s?
We did. It was neat to see it here. At the time, there was another magazine going called Okanagan Business. And shortly after we started Okanagan Life, they decided to shut that one down. And so we picked up that title also and published it for a number of years.
All right. Now, our listening area expands beyond the Okanagan. So for people who haven't had a chance to pick up your magazine, tell us what it looks like and what it's about.
Well, it's a lifestyle magazine. It would fit under the city and regional category. And we talk about the arts and the culture of the area, a lot on personality profiles, interesting people, very much like what you do with CBC. We try and find the key stories in the community, the ones that really make it tick, the ones that we can be passionate about. And I think that we've been on the mark for that for a number of years, and that's why we've had the staying power you talked about.
Are there any of those stories that resonate in your mind over the years?
Well, you know, we were just talking about that. I think Mike Roberts is due to come in here. He's retiring, talking with the people up front. And Mike was on the cover once in our Best of the Okanagan. Some of the brands like Best Restaurants and Best of the Okanagan are really big for us. People just love those issues. But the Capozzis were on the cover. Cliff Serwa was on the cover once.
Who's Cliff Serwa?
It was an MLA.
Ah, okay.
And his wife Lois was also on our separate issue. And the Capozzis were on the covers. Jack Hamilton, a variety of and we are going to have a party at the Grand Okanagan where we call it the cover party. And we encourage anybody who's ever been on a cover of Okanagan Life or Okanagan Business to come to that party. And that's going to be, it looks like on October 6th, we have a wine and art event. Oh, sorry, that's at the Cove Lakeside. But you can get everything on OkanaganLife.com.
Okay, and you mentioned Mike Roberts being there. He, of course, is a longtime local weatherman who's retiring.
Yes,
this week.
I think he has retired, if I'm not mistaken. But wonderful man. I've seen Mike again. He's been here a lot longer than Okanagan Life or myself. But he's always been a great cover boy and a great story.
Now there's a lot of lifestyle information available online today. You can read various blogs. You can go to various websites. Where does Okanagan Life fit into all of that other information at our fingertips these days?
Well, it's interesting because we've been, examining the online presence of OkanaganLife.com. We've had a website for, I think it's been 8 or 9 years now. But my friends in the City and Regional Magazine Association, of which are a big part of my life, I learned from other magazines, about 80 around North America, it hasn't been lucrative for them. So I sort of stood back and watched them learn from any mistakes they might have made. And now we're coming, and I think online is going to be a little bit a better presence for us. We're bringing it out in a much bigger way and rolling out a big website this year. So time will tell.
We know basically all kinds of publishing, except for maybe the people who publish Dan Brown paperbacks, is in trouble and has been struggling over the last few years to sort of refine definition and feet. Is this something you think about a lot?
I hear it a lot, and I guess I'm one of the biggest cheerleaders for magazines. The reason is I think we're starting to learn through a lot of new sciences, and neuroscience specifically, about how influence really exists. And visually, magazines they're a card. They're at the top of the game. They also have this tangible impermanence. Like I'm holding the one right here, as you can see with Bob Dow Reed, is 25 years old. I'm not suggesting people are still reading it, but it's quite often that a magazine 2 or 3 years old will still get readership. So within that context, it has lasting or staying power that exceeds what I call the urgent media. And as far as, I did an editorial about the web and then talking about the death of magazines, the death of radio, the death of TV, we've all read those and experienced them perhaps, but I think it's just been overblown, just maybe a human condition. We tend to overblow a lot of things when they first come out. So,
is there value in being local?
Extreme value in being local, yeah. We look at the marketplace and suggest that all of the writing, everything happens here. All of the profits really stay here. So I think, yeah, that's a huge part of what's happening with our strength. And people like the fact that it is a completely local magazine. Practically every word is about the valley. And our readership really is from Osoyoos to Salmon Arm. And every business gets it. And the readership that happens on a daily basis just keeps growing and growing and growing. So we really love that. We love to express that to our potential advertisers, which is where we keep the magazine going from. It's all advertising.
And this is a free magazine.
It's free. It's called controlled circulation, controlled distribution. We use Canada Post, and we mail to about 9,600 businesses and about another 6,000 homes. And those are targeted, and we have about 300 or 400 subscribers. But our circulation is actually, the thing I'm most proud of is it's one of, when you measure it against all, benchmark it against all the other city and regionals in North America, ours is not only one of the largest, it's about 5 times the North American average. So the audience is huge. We're very proud of that, and we certainly want people to understand that.
Well, Paul, thank you so much, and good luck for the next 25 years of Okanagan Life magazine.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right. Paul Byrne is the publisher and the editor of Okanagan Life magazine, which celebrates 25 years this year. It is based in Kelowna.